It's the baby. It's the baby. Check it out. Let's go.
You're in tune to the new routine. New podcast putting artists on the scene. Unsigned hype sounding oh so nice. It's the boy Redhead. Keep the dubs all right. About to make your neck hurt. Droop. Bring the pressure. Courtesy of IDS Network. All y'all know when the clock just froze and you want something dope. It's the start of the show. Let's go. It's the baby. It's the baby. It's the baby.
Welcome back to another edition of The Un. I am your man, Big B. Today, my Un crew consists of Sleep.
What's going on?
We got J-Dub. I can chase y'all niggas all over with this sound today. I get y'all voices together, get your shit together and shit, and we're gonna get this right today.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
We got a special guest sitting in with us today, Mr. Blanco.
What up, though?
Blanco.
And calling in on assignment, as always, Mr. Longfingers.
I am happy to be here.
So, glad to be back with y'all again. Had a couple of... been some interesting things going on in the music world since we have last got together and been in each other's presence. I guess we will like slowly get into all of that as we walk around and talk about different things or whatever. But as always, when we start off, got to find out what's in your rotation. J-Dub.
Right now, my rotation consists of that new Ray Shrimmer. I likes that. What else I got in there? I got that that new Black Thought. Been listening to that. Push, of course. And that's probably the main what I'm listening to right now.
Okay. Mr. Blanco, what's in your listening rotation these days?
Right now I'm listening to Pusha, J. Cole, and I'm still on some old school, so right now I'm listening to Jeezy, his last one.
Nice. Sleep.
I ran through that Kanye one listen. Somebody introduced me to somebody named Bishop Nehru. And he had a tape with MF Doom, so I kind of was trying to run through that. Went through an old playlist of instrumentals, you know, same thing, kind of. Ninja Star's I think he's a British producer, so I've been listening to a lot of him. So.
You know, I've been on some sort of different shit. I listened to the entire discography of LL Cool J. And then I followed that up with Rick Ross. Just going from the beginning. I just
went from LL to Rick Ross.
Just wanted to listen to. I've been going through, just been like kind of picking artists and just going through their progression.
Gotcha.
So I just started it all the way from the beginning and just album after album and just listen how the voice changed, how the attitude changed. Listen to see how they moved with the changing times, styles, things that they were talking about. And so it was just kind of neat. So I've just been sort of on that mission where I'll just kind of pick an artist that has at least, you know, 3, 4, 5 albums at least or whatever and just go through it.
Right.
And it's interesting. It's just like... And you get the urge to sometimes want to push the fast forward button, but you're like, nah, I'm gonna listen this one out and just
see what you meant to
hear. Yeah. Some hidden gems.
Yeah, exactly.
That you know you forgot about, and it's easy to overlook them.
Right.
Yeah. Longfingers.
So I have been banging that the Royce da 5'9" album heavy the last month. Like that album a lot. Also have been listening to that new Black Thought, and this battle that's been going on between Pusha and Drake has me listening to other battles that happened before. So I've been listening to all of those, like BDP versus Shane, Kumo D versus LL Cool J, you know, things like that. Just kind of comparing how people battled then to how they battle now. This is way more personal now. So it's just interesting to see how the rules of engagement when it comes to battling have changed.
No doubt. We're gonna definitely talk about the battle in a few minutes. So hold some of your thoughts on that. Before we get into the show, we had some listener feedback. So Slickster, if you can.
Yeah, this is from Mrs. Martinez. I'll call it that. I'm sorry. Hey, all. I've been meaning to send feedback for quite some time. Really enjoy the shows. Really, really been enjoying the UN. As for the homework assignments from back, from way back, I would say LL's verse as presented. Oh, shit. We get a call, man. As presented in mini competition was my selection. Really enjoyed the Cardi review. I've heard people say they like her album, but most couldn't say why. Love you guys' breakdown of the album reviews. As for the Tribe question, I'd have to see what it would be like. I'd be curious. Also, shout out to Davina Mention. I've been bumping that since you mentioned it on the previous UN episode. I used to have that joint in constant rotation. I didn't know about any Whitney comparisons. I just knew she had a banger from Lawrence Fishburne movie that I got the CD and the whole joint in the summer spin. I don't know, I'm sorry. Anyway, keep up the good work on the shows. I really enjoy them.
All right. So thank you, Miss M. I don't want to further try to butcher the name from my best. No, I mean, I couldn't. I didn't get it, but yeah. I mean, definitely appreciate that feedback. Appreciate doing the homework. You get an A. I don't know about the rest of y'all listeners. I see you out there, but I didn't see any homework on my desk. So, once again, you all get Fs. Something I was about to ask Mr. Blanco about something she said.
Benny Blanco.
In that response. Hold on one second. Something I wanted to ask you about. Oh, and in case y'all missed it, she did say I officially won the first
Hold up, you got challenge. One vote.
And how many did you get? Well, you weren't here. That's and like, Longfingers got hey, zero. You know so what? We got three zeros and a one.
No, they're going to call this a mistrial. That's what the fuck
no,
this
no,
is.
No, we're not. As of right
you
now.
Won, what did you win?
My pride and respectability.
Oh, man. You got to win that?
It's a mistrial. Yeah.
Anyway, so I just wanted to point that out. And
you got a hung jury. That's what it is.
It's the only way you like your juries.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, pause. Damn, I got myself with that one.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. So we had threw a question out, and I want to get your thoughts on this question. The question was concerning Tribe Called Quest. How would you feel if Tribe came back but added Consequence?
He's been around since day one. Well, I don't know about day one, but he's been around. He can rap, but I would just do a solo, man. Just do a solo. Or bring Jarobi. You know, Jarobi is always Tribe, so just keep it them two.
Yeah?
To me.
Okay. fair, fair, fair. Now, you know, we really kind of jumped ahead of ourselves in an effort to get this show going because we are under a bit of a time constraint. But it would be unfair if I didn't ask you to tell the people a bit about your background and what brings you to the show in terms of what you have done musically and all that.
At one point, in, like 19, I was the youngest in the DMV or the Northeast region, and I worked with Rip It Records, and also worked with other record companies from Sony, from Aftermath to MCA, you know, divisions on there from Bad Boy, did street team work. But when I worked with Rip It Records, I had 69 Boys, 95 South. Worked those projects for probably 2 years. Another artist that started Rip It Records was Rob, R-A-A-B. He had one song, one hit wonder, blew up a little bit, just pretty much got the company on its back. Started them out, and then that's when they had 69 Boys, Tootsie Roll. That blew up and went number one 3 times across the region. Like number one in the West Coast, number one in the East Coast, and of course the South. So I had my name out there, but I also got my background. My pops was in music business. You know how you try to do what your father does or your mom, whatever. So I stuck with that and took off, and it was cool for a while. But then it kind of got slow. The music business changed over the years, especially with buying records, and companies used to have somebody for everything from sales to pop to R&B, and then they just put it all in just the one. So after that, life got real, got out of the music business, but still have some contacts and work hand in hand. Met B, told me about the podcast. I said I was going to come in. That was like a year ago. Now we got it popping.
Here we go. All right. So it looks like we have lost Mr. Long Fingers for the time being. I don't know if he'll call back in or what the hell is going on. But either way, onward and upward. So we have everybody's rotation in. We know what the hell everybody's about. So let's jump straight into it and go into this week's music challenge. This week's music challenge question was brought to us by J-Dub. Can you tell the people what this week's challenge is all about?
So this week's challenge, like you stated earlier, was, that was Longfinger stated earlier, about the battle raps and stuff like that. So through the evolution of all this, people dissing each other and stuff like that, I thought it'd be a good time to have everybody pick what their best diss track was.
Best diss track. All right. So we are going to go in a random order here. And I guess we'll start with Mr. J-Dub himself. So, all right. So listeners, this is your time. This is your first homework assignment for this show to judge who had the best offering for the song challenge for best diss track, as well as you can also throw in your nominations as well. All right, so here's JD's offering the bitch in you.
That's right. I gotta take them off of here. There's only one, and that's me. You understand? For all that fighting, you understand? The sucker think he good. The sucker think he can whoop me. And I knew he can't whoop me. Hey, boy, the nigga whole style is chump. You understand? Yeah. When it comes to me.
One, two. Yeah. Come and do. Yeah. The show. Yeah. Ha. Common sense. Yeah. South side. Yeah. Niggas. The outside. Yeah. That busted out, shot time.
A bitch snigger with an attitude named Q. step to the con with a few. Now what the fuck I look like dissing a whole coast? You ain't made shit dope since America's most wanted deceased. From the Midwest to the East, on the dick of the East for your first release. Your lease is up at the crib house, niggas get evicted. And videos of white boys talking, you get wicked. Natural born killer, nigga, you natural born God. Read, rich, got the nerd to say you rob. Hypocrite, I'm filling out your death certificate. Slanging bean pies and St. Ives in the same sentence. Should have repented. On the 16th of October, get some beats besides George Clinton to rock over rap careers over better off acting. What trouble I see in managing WC and WAC 10. You're backed into a four-corner hustler. Lying on your dick. Said you was fucking her. Use higher learning. Don't take my words out of text. Went from gangster to Islam to the Dick of Das effects. It'll take the nation and millions to hold me back from giving mouth shots or hit with the pipe your Ralph got. Chris Sucker ain't around. It's your Friday. It was good. I wasn't salty. She was with the boys in the hood. I see the bitch in you when you don't speak your mind. The bitch in you look at me in my eyes blind. I see the bitch in you to be hard. You trying.
All right. So that was the Common Ice Cube beef. And Common dropped hard.
He got real disrespectful in there.
He did.
Real disrespectful.
He did. Okay, so this is the fun part about the music challenge. None of us know what the other people picked. So sometimes that can raise sort of a situation, sort of like the one we have right now, because the next song was picked by Mr. Blanco and Longfingers.
Oh shit!
I thought he picked it too. JD.
So this is this is Ice Cube at it again, but this time he's going against all NWA.
See, I knew y'all.
No Vaseline.
I knew it.
Oh yeah, it ain't over, motherfuckers. The motherfucking saga continues.
Y'all motherfuckers ready for NWA? We're getting the fuck up.
But now, since he stepped the fuck off,
here's what they think about you. 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 Here's what they think about you.
Tell y'all something. This battle was so personal to me, you know, because like in a lot of these battles, I pick sides and I rode with, you know, with one person or the other, man. And I just remember when Cube's album dropped, and I was just, I'm listening to the whole thing. I'm like, he ain't gonna say none of these motherfuckers. Come on, man. I was ready just to like dead him. Like, damn, he laid down for these dudes. When that joke came on, I was in the dorm room. We was all sitting around listening to this album. I remember I got up, man. I was like, that's fucked up. This thing ain't even gonna say nothing. And then that joint, because it was almost like a hidden track at the end of the album.
It was.
I was like, oh, wait a minute, what was that? I said, turn that back up.
And then you realize, oh, he talking about N.W. From the beginning. N.W.A. ain't shit without Ice Cube. Right.
The bigger the cap, the bigger the pill.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yo, I tell you what, though. That whole Niggas for Life album, like, they was going at Cube.
Oh, they were, man. They was like
six, seven tracks they went at that nigga, man.
Exactly.
They did. But I'm going to tell you, in my personal opinion, he balled all that shit up and just threw it right back at him.
Oh, he won the battle.
He crushed him. It was like
one against four.
You know, a lot of people wanted to argue, was like, oh, if Easy didn't get sick, he would have did this. If this wouldn't happen, if Birds had radios in there, there'd be music in there. Okay, what did happen was that Bama slayed him, and then niggas just started dropping, whether it was from AIDS or Pride.
Exactly.
Motherfuckers was dropping.
Right.
So the only motherfucker that made it safe out of there was motherfucking Dre. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
pretty bad.
That was a tough one, man.
That was tough.
Alright, so we're gonna get to my selection next. Now, when J Dub hit me with the question, I was like, okay. I kinda know what the two main joints are. So I'm not gonna pick either one of those two.
Right.
Even though I feel one of the two is the all-time best, but I just started thinking about battles, and I started thinking about other little shit. And this one to me, it slid under the radar, and I loved it, and I loved the way it was done. It was different. It was personal. Yeah. My man Rose Zizzy.
Yo, this Chris Rock.
Oh.
I'm in here with my man Ricky Rose. We in here drinking this Bel Air Rose. That's how we do it. That's all we do. Bel Air Rose. Eating Wingstop. What you know about Wingstop, nigga? You don't know nothing about no Wingstop. You can't handle this, nigga. You can't handle it. Sit down in the corner, shut the fuck up, and take notes, bitch. Just take notes.
I used to see niggas on TV, man. I used to be like, yo, them niggas so blessed, you know what I'm saying? If I had that opportunity, you know what I'm saying?
Maybach music.
I grew up on that cash money. Bling bling was well known to flash money. Hit the liquor store after my Vic authority. Quick to switch a bitch up, pick up me a thicker shorty. Pistol on me, nigga, ain't no picking on me. We veterans, so it's better if you go get your army. A thug holiday is where your body lay. Me and Trick Daddy come from a common place. So us getting money, that's just a conversation. It's so hard staying rich and miss the confrontations. Cigars in the Oval Office, Ronald Reagan. Hug Barack Obama, whisper Assalamu Alaikum. Live for the moment, die for the streets. Bible on the dash, kilos on the seat. I used to see you niggas on my TV screen and wonder what was life like, was it all a dream? And then I met you out on Live Nation dates. Came to the realization that your watch was fake. Damn, you nearly broke my heart. I really thought you niggas really owned them cars. I used to look up to you, nigga. Hard to point a finger when you live a life of sin. I'ma bring my niggas with me if I lose a win. Bought a fleet of cars, let the bitches tag along. This little thing of ours, not the ones that tag along. Omer to the cold, met ball parties with Vogue. Still blowing thick smoke while you powder your nose. Such a head rush until the day the feds rush. That's when you niggas wish you put your bread up. Lease whips, bad blood, that shit'll sink ships. Fast money coming slow, you better think quick.
Rap game, so much fuck shit done. That's why this 45 in my truck fit trunks. Fuck a skateboard, I went and got a Wraith, boy. Catholic record labels, niggas getting raped, boy. Birdman's a priest, moans in his synagogue. Publishing is a sin, repent, forgive me, Lord. Shots fired, home invasion out on Palm Ave. Red bean detonators, who the bomb now? Look you in your eyes, nigga, before I say goodnight. And pray that Manny Fresh will get to see the light. Damn, stunned, I love you, nigga. Hate it came to this.
Maybach music.
You know, I remember when that album first came out and you, we were talking about it and you just you pointed this track out immediately because you was like, man, you really, you know.
I told him that day, I was like, yo, Ross dropped this album. I said, yo, that joint is serious. Man. And the next day, that's the first thing he pointed to me, too. He's like, yo.
Dude, that was, I guess for me, there's two things that stick out. The manner in which it was done, it was almost not like, I'm not going to say a whole bunch of inflammatory shit to just blow shit up. I'm actually just going to expose the truth and like almost apologize for you. Like, you're a fucking fraud and damn, you know. It's like, it was like so personal. It was like, and you can actually like, you can hear him like turning pages. Like he's reading out of a journal or something. Like,
he's nigga, bothered,
this,
you know,
right. You know, this dude. Shit really bothered me that you such a phony and a fraud. And,
he wanted to be cool, you know what I'm saying? He wanted, he wanted it to work, but you just—you got the demons. Right.
Like at the end of the track, he said, "Hey, I love you, man."
Right.
Oh, nah, it was more to come after that. It was more to come.
But I'm saying at the end, he's like, "Hey, Birdman, I love you."
Yeah.
Still love.
No, it's still love. Yeah. Nothing. No hard feelings.
Right. So, and then the fact that unless I was just been on Gilligan's Island, there was never a comeback.
No. It never will be.
Yeah. I mean,
he can't rap, you know.
Birdman's not a rapper.
But he ain't even get, I mean, he ain't get a ghostwriter. He ain't Drake it. He ain't get a ghostwriter on it.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. He's, I don't think he, it's, I mean, it's true. What can you say? What can he say about Ross? What's he going to say?
Mm. You going to call him a CEO and all that other stuff like everybody else did. And look, he's still striving through that.
Man. Anyway, so that was, my offering. That was Birdman, Rick Ross to Birdman. And got Mr. Sleek up next. I think this one, hell, this one really doesn't need no introduction. This is a on the Mount Rushmore of battle tracks.
I already know. Well, you asked for the best. That's why I was shooting.
I feel you.
That's what I was shooting for.
And we'll speak about it after.
I already know what it is. Oh, my
God. Starts with gunshots.
Fuck Jay-Z. What's up, niggas? And yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You? What?
Fuck Jay-Z.
You been on my dick, nigga. You love my style, nigga.
Fuck
with your soul like ether. Well, teach you the king, you know you. Not. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, West, North, South, floor style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can Nas be garbage? Send me autos at your cottage. Burner at the side of your dome. Come out of my throne. I got this. Lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, soapy fame. Kept my name in his music. Check it.
Fuck with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already. Ayo, pass me the weed. Put my ashes out on these niggas, man. Ayo, you faggots, y'all kneel and kiss the motherfucking ring. Fuck with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already.
I've been fucked over, left for dead, distant, forgotten. Luck ran out. They hope that I'd be gone, stiff and rotten. Y'all just piss on me, shit on me, spit on my grave. Talk about me, laugh behind my back, but in my face. Y'all some well wishing, friendly acting, envy, hiding snakes. With your hands out for my money, man, how much can I take when the streets keep calling? Heard it when I was asleep that this Gazy and Cockefeller Records wanted beef. Started cocking up my weapon, slowly loading up this ammo to explode it on a camel and his soldiers. I can handle this Fidolo and his manuscript. Just sounds stupid when KRS already made an album called Blueprint. First, Biggie's your man, then you got the nerve to say that you better than Big. Dick sucking lips, won't you let the late great veteran live? Well,
all right. So everyone's very familiar with the Nas Jay-Z beef. Now, me personally, I'm a takeover dude.
Takeover, way better. Way better.
I just feel the takeover smashed. And only reason why I didn't pick it for this battle, because like I said, it was too upfront, too easy that it was going to be takeover Ether. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, you asked which was the best. I think those are
most. Yeah.
But, you know, and that's the thing, too. That's the thing that was so striking when I think about TakeOver. I remember I didn't get it September 11th that day, but I was on the bus. I went to Circuit City. I used to catch the bus all the way to Rockville for whatever reason to get my CD and shit. And I got the Blueprint, and I'm listening to it, you know. The second track is TakeOver, right? And, you know, when he started throwing those shots, I was like, damn, what did Nas do? So initiated. The reason why I selected Ether, just to that hard punch, a rebuttal to that hard punch had to be heard. We needed one from Nas, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I just, in the nature in which Nas created that, you know, we hadn't really seen that kind of anger from him. And then the title of Ether, that's become part of the urban vernacular.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I just think it kind of holds, you know, being that it's among one of the, you know, strongest battles and one of the strongest battle songs, I mean, it just has like a cultural push behind it, you know?
So. Yeah.
You know, my favorite part of Ether is how he uses the Jay-Z "I Will Not Lose."
Right, yeah.
That's the only thing that just kind of rang true throughout the song, like, you motherfucker.
Yeah, that was smooth.
It's like, I really don't care what else you're saying. You know, you taking my man's shit or whatever.
I think after TakeOver, though, he had to respond because for me, I remember watching Jay-Z on the Unplugged, and he did Takeover on Unplugged.
Right.
You know
right.
What I'm saying?
With the band.
And Uchi Wally.
The Roots.
Yeah, the Roots band. Right. You know, and he threw a couple shots out there. Like, I know who I pay, dog. Searchlight Publishing. You know what I'm saying?
But the only thing about that, and how you said Ether, you know, that's what everybody just resonates with. But if it was now, Nas would be done. No, it took him 8 months to come out with that song back then,
dude. On some real, like, and that's
six or eight months, right?
That was actually a resurrection of his career.
It was
like that approach that Drake took as far as putting the Invoice and all that stuff. That was like the Invoice toward OVO Music, the Good Music Invoice.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what Jay-Z was really trying to do to Nas, is like just wipe this guy out with some arrogant, you're not even on my level type talk. But, you know, at the end of the day, I still feel Jay-Z carries a black eye, because as that beef went on, you know, was super ugly, and then Last Real Nigga Alive, I thought Last Real Nigga Alive was very, you know, it was much like that Rick Ross track, mm-hmm. where, you know, he didn't say no real disses. He just kind of laid out what their whole situation going to show, that, you know, still kind of highlighted that Jay-Z's dick rider and stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. you know, he played the role of, you know, like warrior. I'm going, you know, this is the final battle. Like, I never heard nothing after that.
No, Jay went at him on the Blueprint 2 a couple times.
Yeah.
It was a couple tracks.
He came out after, it was TakeOver, Ether, and then it was Super Ugly.
And then Blueprint 2. Yeah, you're right.
Because the nigga wear a koofy don't mean anything.
Right, I forgot about that.
Is it Uchi Wally Wally, or is it one mic? Is it Black Girl Lost, or Shorty or you?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah,
but then he put him back on. He got Nas' career right.
Right.
Yeah, he did help. I mean,
was making money, and he was making good money, but he probably just, the cash flow wasn't flowing the way it should have been. As somebody as Nas' position,
well, he's making bread now, right?
Oh, of course,
he's made better music since then. But what happened? He just challenged Nas' street credibility, which was the core of Nas' music at that point. He was a street poet.
He was coming at his album catalog too, like you know.
And it also showed from somebody as a rapper that's with a company than somebody that's taking their company themselves.
Right. Indeed. They don't have creative
freedom. Jay-Z came in with Rockefeller. Nas came in under Columbia.
Right.
So
now, now shameless plug, I got to do this. And I know some of our listeners that have been with us listening to the In Deep show for years and years and years and years and years might know what's coming next. But just out of a show of respect for how much I loved and appreciated the Takeover as a battle track, myself and another podcast that we are very, very good friends, we sort of had like a playful back and forth beef going on. And he threw shots, I threw shots, we went back and forth. And so one day he did like a whole show just dedicated to just coming for me. And I was like, how am I going to come back at that? That nigga just did a whole show coming at my neck. You know, and again, it was all love. We were just playing, you know, we was having fun with each other. But still, I needed to motherfucking respond. And the first thing that came, I'm like, if you got a beef and you got to respond, nothing's going to do it like the Takeover.
No, Takeover's hard, man.
So even though you guys might not know the subject matter, you'll be familiar with the song.
I think I heard some of these, too.
IDS, we running this pod shit. DOC, we running this pod shit. Queen Nene, she running this pod shit. Drew Bailey, she running this pod shit. 15 Word, he running this pod shit. My crew, we running this pod shit. The Takeover, the break's over, Moody. God MC, me, Big B. Hey, little soldier, you ain't ready for war. IDS is too strong for ya. It's like bringing your cuz to a Twitter fight. Where's the test? Left your vest open, here's five of your chest. You bringing them girls instead of men. Some girls gon' win. This is Podcast B.I. You know you can't see us, but cheek us. Your reach ain't long enough, did it? Your peeps ain't strong enough. Lover, IDS be that team. Better get the Marines. Now you got me pissed off. Get on your knees. I bring the lyrics to your challenge. Kill your drama. I smash your motherfucking crown with a sledgehammer. Don't make me do it to you, Diddy, cause I'll overdo it. So you won't confuse this podcast bullshit. IDS, we running this pod shit. DOC, he running this pod shit. Queen Neen, she running this pod shit. You coming at me, Moody? Well, here's your eulogy. Drew Bailey, she running this pod shit. 15 Word, he running this pod shit. My crew, we running this pod shit. I don't care if your mama's deep, I got news for you. Little man, I got Gucci loafers bigger than you. I've been ending beef since you was 11, so stick to your scripts and your little Super 7s. Now you drop the hang over the Boosie demeanor. Well, I didn't like it, won't listen to it either. IDS Podcast is in the game, we are the best, cause no one can do this shit like we do. Don't let Rogue gas you like B is small and won't snatch you. Trust me, bruh, I'll collapse you. Mind and spirit, body and soul. I'll take Miss Kai Love and throw Miss Rowe in the hole. No, you're not on my level. Don't think shit sweet. I'll have in the end off the air in a quick week. Yo, Moody, you don't want it with me. Ask Ed, y'all don't want it with B. No! IDS, we running this pod shit. DOC, he running this pod shit. Queen Nene, she running this pod shit. You coming at me, Moody? Well, here's your eulogy. Drew Bailey, she running this pod shit. 15 Word, he running this pod shit. My crew, we running this pod shit. A podcaster told me don't argue with fools, cause business from Stitcher can't tell who's who. So stop with the dumb shit, nigga, I'm grown. Please leave it alone, go record a show on your phone. Don't fuck with this tree will fall on you. I don't know why natural ain't forewarn you. Please not be, B's not for free. I don't play a minute with king shit and gimmicks. I will end it, that king shit be finished. Now you're in deep, now on the floor you sleep. Don't make me expose you to the listener that don't know you. Nigga, I know you well, I heard it from Naturelle. Little toes, you're breaking my heart. You can't fuck with me, go podcast somewhere, please. I'm busy, and all you other podcasters that wanna pull the trigger, you only get half a bar. Fuck y'all niggas. Had to give it to him.
Pretty good.
Had to give it to him. the heart of the battle, baby.
Yeah, this
heart like of the that, battle. You know, that was those were good days back then, man. We had fun. That was back when podcasts was tight as frog pussy. You know what I mean? So, all right. So there you have it. Those are your song offerings, not that last one. Vote on who brought the best diss track to the battle this week. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with an album review. Bring you guys back in on another battle track. That was LL's beef with Kool Moe Dee and his comeback to How You Like Me Now. That was Jack the Ripper. I don't know if y'all remember that one. Another great battle. So it is time that we are going to get into our album review. And today we are going to spend 1 minute with Sky Zoo. Give me 1 second here. Don't know if y'all are familiar with the artist.
Oh, Sky Zoo. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we really the most I've heard of Sky Zoo is from you. You've kind of pointed me in this direction some, so you've already listened to it, J Dub.
I heard his last few projects. This one right here, in celebration of us. It's pretty dope. His catalog is extensive too. You don't know, yeah. He's dropped a lot of shit. Yeah, my man. He's doing his thing on the underground circuit for real. He really is doing his thing. Mad respect for him.
And where does his name come from?
His real name is Skylar.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I just found out about Sky Zoo within the last year. I think it was summertime last year.
No doubt. So his latest project is, as J-Dub said, called In Celebration of Us. Shit, how many albums does he have now? It's like at least 10. It's like 10, almost 10 albums.
Almost 10 if you count like the mixtapes and stuff too.
But even just flat out releases.
Yeah, it's
if he doesn't have 10, he's 8 or 9. Yeah. So
if you count mixtapes, I think it's well in the double digits.
Oh yeah, absolutely that. Yeah.
How long has he been out?
And then that's not to
since like 06 ish.
That's not to count his albums with Touré, right. and they go by the Barrel Brothers when they do albums together. And then he has did the album Ninth Wonder. He did the album with Paula Brown,
right?
So, yeah, it's definitely a lot of his work is out there, and it's, in my opinion, all to be appreciated. So we will get into that now. First track is called "Everybody's Fine." I know this is 1 minute, but this sort of has a bit of an intro that sort of sets the album up. So I will actually start the 1 minute once the music begins.
Damn, yo, 82 just started and it feel like it's almost over. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, man, time flying out this piece. Hey, but speaking of time, shit is about to get different for me, yo. This might be one of my last moves for a while. I'm about to not be outside as much.
Burn, what's up, G?
Yo, kid, Lisa pregnant. We got a boy coming. I'm about to be a pop, yo.
Get the fuck out of here, for real? Yo, Greg, congrats, brother. That's dope, for real.
Yeah, good looking out, good looking out. We naming him Skylar. Well, Greg first to carry the name, but Skylar his middle name and shit. I just want him to be set, you know? All this shit we out here rocking on, I don't need him in this mix, you dig?
Word, I hear you, man.
All this catching the jugs and running down on motherfuckers or being outside all night getting tore up. Me, you, Manny, and everybody. I'm about to be cool on all that for a while. You know, I'm 20 now. My little man on the way. Kate and Ab ain't taking me away from Skylar. Fuck all that. I pass. Just a few more runs, bust a few more moves. I'm out. Bet that.
I ain't mad at you, yo. You know, whatever you need, I'm here, G. That's like my little man, too. Love him already, yo.
Word. Good looking out, yo.
Yo, Drake, dude.
Yo.
What's up, man?
I'm coming now. Hey, Greg, I'll be right back. Let me see what homeboy over here want. But tonight, we on.
Yeah, absolutely. I told you. I got a few more left in me. I'll see you tonight, yo. Love.
Of us to celebrate is a must. How they break it down to us like it's a celebratory moments of a glass or a bottle in the air or a flask and a shotty with a flare in the back coming out in one of pairs or the flash of a body in the stairs and a crash of a lobby in despair or moments where you getting patted on the ground and then turned into badges on the ground and the irony of reversing a role where whenever they roll bet they know shit is whatever for them now, cause now is a scene where a stream is interrupted by conclusion jumping and dumping into a seat where a dream is sitting in overdrive, so taking over the drive turns into 12 are quitting the screams or 12 are quitting what they believe or to lay in the crowd banking on what another 12 perceives or celebratory moments of a scale being off to the left so you cop and get more than you expect and the rest goes off to the cost of looking like you involved so you back to spending more but you connecting like interlocking the latch when the latch key is cocking it back knowing the latch leads to how to react and the reaction is counter react it gets complicated like confiscating the lottery back.
Alright, so that's Everybody's Fine. That's the intro track to In Celebration of Us. Who wants to kick it off?
Blanco.
What you think?
I thought it was good. I liked the intro. It was a little long, but I did like the intro, how you told us it was going to set it into the song. So the song was cool. I think I like the guy, but I haven't, how you just told me, he got 10 records out. I've never even heard of him until 2017.
18.
Well, no, I heard him last year. I know it's 18 now. JD.
My bad.
Yeah, definitely a telling intro, you know what I'm saying, is before him, kind of song where he comes from, didn't, you know, his dad's young. There was a lot of information that was kind of there that can give you a, let you know who he is and where he comes from just a tad bit. So I like that it starts off that way.
No doubt. Straight up.
Well, B, you know, me and you have been listening to him for a while, so... You know, when we talked about this album, it was like how he came out on the intro. It's kind of like how he normally do, you know. I like it.
No doubt. One thing that you weren't able, because it's only 1 minute with the artist, you weren't able to hear on this song. He does something that I appreciate so much about him, especially with his word game being as complex as it is. On a lot of songs, well, not on a lot of songs, but usually at least a song or album, he'll drop the beat, sort of, and re-spin the lyric again so you can concentrate on the word. And he does that on this song as well. And, you know, like, for me, that's a good thing because I'm sort of equal. Like, there's some people that are down with the beat. Some people are moved off the lyric. I'm just sort of like in the middle. I love the beat. I love the lyric. I love how they work together.
You're like Sonics.
You know? But, yeah, but sometimes I'll get caught up paying attention to the beat, and I'll miss a lot of lyrics. So I kind of like when he does that because it kind of refocuses me, like, oh, shit, I didn't even realize that's what he was saying, or yeah. Didn't even know he said, you know, so.
That's intelligent artistry there, you know. Right. Because I think it's actually normal to go one way or the other, even while appreciating both, depending on how the sound sounds. Exactly. The song sounds, you know. So exactly. I just think he knows that, too, as an artist, so that's pretty clever to add that to his music.
No doubt.
Yeah.
So we'll get into the next one. Next song is called Sounds Like.
At the core, there's a warmth, there's a bit of facetiousness, there's a bit of irony. Those are the things that life consists of. That's always been in my bag and always will be because it's within me.
Sound like we back to the part where you get reminded. We're catching everything that you thought would make you rewind it. Like everything you knew that you caught, you still behind it. So everything you get is in parts, it's like assignment. Part of it sound more like sitting under the floor. Might be enough to sit you above what all of your flaws like. And all of the applause is singing in uniform like. And then you take note what these harmonies can harm like. It sound like smoke out of the scope, out of gray on. And then the smoke clears and everybody you play gone. And may y'all continue to pray on who you root on like stay on. And make a seance out of a nuance. And say y'all get in the way of what I've been doing. My catalog is like Avon, me's brother Muzan. Through y'all a three-peat and we about to part for it. You either part for it or part good. This what it sound like when you get a sound light. And everything above it wind up underground like. If everything above it is the reason it sound right, then it was cut from it, but it's cut out of round like. Embedded that it sound like raising a 4-5 and making the floor rise. All while explaining apartheid. All while changing in a car ride, then aiming at offsides, all while playing the far side. And pray if the car dies that you was low enough to get lost by whoever had a set on your door side. Closer than a rear view, low as it appears to, where they grow weight and throw weight like.
All right.
Yeah.
Track two sounds like.
So I'm related to how dope the track is because I think it's a dope track. I love his wordplay in there. He throws a lot of Wire references. Yeah. If you ever know, he talks about the Wire a lot in most of his albums. And he
said Avon and My Zone.
Yeah,
My Zone.
Exactly.
Brother, My Zone. I was like, oh, that was a good
one.
That was wordplay.
Yeah. No doubt. What I'm going to take from this is something that's, again, present throughout. The level of production, I was blown away to see, like, for this album, he actually filmed a documentary of the making of the album. This dude is, like, recording this in nothing more than where we are right now. Like, literally, like, a closet, a padded closet. I mean, this is, like, straight independent artists. No machine behind them, no nothing. This is grassroots on the streets, you know. And the production quality is amazing. And that's what I took away as sort of an overall of the project of itself. I'm not going to get repetitive on his lyrics and his wordplay and everything. JD, I think, you know, touched on that enough. So we'll get into track three. Which is Baker's Dozen. This was my first love off of this album. And this one, he has a little bit of help from a local brother, Raheem Devon.
Corner store still open, it ain't too late. Praise down in your arms like it's a bouquet. Corner store still open, it ain't too late. praise that in your arms like it's a bouquet. Right back outside the way they want it. Online for the pie, baby, who cutting? Right back outside the way they want it. Online for the pie, baby, who cutting?
Bake the cake, bake the cake, bake the cake, cut a piece. Ooh, something long, stay related for them all, cut a piece.
Away from first mill, caught 100 large overnight like I work krills. My man identical with how his work bills, and how the 14th could feel like the first still. Swear to God that as long as it jump, nothing to change. And may look at me and my G's one and the same. Same money spent on the same trucks and the same chains, and the same superheroes agree that they take blame. Proud of it, 100 miles running, the whip moving, the stick stuck in the side door, the grip stupid.
That track for me was fire. I mean, it gave you, damn it, it just gave you a little bit of everything. You could bob your head to it. You could groove with your shorty to it.
Word.
You can drink a brew with your homies to it.
Word. I remember you sent me the trailer. Remember you sent me the trailer to the joint before it released.
Right.
Right.
My God.
And that all the while, he's still flowing real clean. Like, his flow is very... I mean, it has that. It does all these this tumbling, but it's still clean and refined, right. And it doesn't miss a beat.
Absolutely, I think one thing that me and J Dub always vibed on when it came to Sky Zoo is his hooks. Sometimes his hooks could be so basic, but they work so well.
Right. Like, it'd be the same thing. You just repeat it over and over again.
Catchy. Right, right.
But it just works. It's just, fuck, it just works. So
he's like established his own rhythm, you know?
Right.
Absolutely.
What you think, Blanco?
I liked it. I like his wordplay and everything in there. The song was flowing from top to bottom.
Right.
I didn't want you to stop it.
No doubt. But you know what? I'm glad you said that. Again, this segment is 1 minute with, but if ever you start hearing that fade come down and you need another 30 seconds, just put your hand up. I mean, I don't want to make this show 2 hours long, but sometimes you just need a little bit more to catch what you need to catch. So,
right.
You know, I'll call it out sometimes because I was actually going to call it out on that track because I just wanted to hear it, but... Yeah, if ever you need a minute more, I mean, another 30 seconds, throw your hand in there.
You already know what my favorite track is on here.
All right, so we're going to get into number 4, and this one is Crown Holder.
That's my shit right here.
I jump in the pocket, it's like if M.A. dollar sign E up in purple tape jewelry, 95 features, aura never lie, how we got it, how you see us, caught in the design, bet I'm fly than a re-up, bottom line, we up, can't nobody see us, invisible ghost, write a highlighted screen up, hopping up for high like I got it by the leader, and you ain't heard better since some was hollering Chia, cheer me on, look at the tear I be on, I done been acclaimed so long, I'm Claire Beyond, music for my friends who never could stare me wrong, straps all over they front like a pair of Dion's Ferrilla and Nicki Ferrilla like killing the top to figure out what the sellers like from in the new shit roof split like go yards. No, I'm for the city like Olaf's and I've been on my new fam crown holder, but it ain't nothing new now from how you know it. I've been on my new fam crown holder, but it ain't nothing new now from how you know it. It's just like how you know it. We don't even got a back forfeit. I done made whoever come above it. Yeah, I've been on my new fam crown holder, but it ain't nothing new now from how you know it. You could call this my new shit, but it ain't new though. I done helped raise a couple stars that you know. Know the fans I be attracting is by the loophole. Circling the check cash, trying to catch a new zo. Talk keynote or kilo, I could do both. Crown me for being the first to put them too close. Underrate them, but overpay them is how the loop go. Still got the line on whoever is what you do know. You know.
Woo.
Heat.
Yeah, that's what was.
That was heat, JD.
Yeah, what I text you when this shit came out? I said I had got this joint on repeat. Back ran this joint back to back to back.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
Yeah, it was good.
Definitely fire. All right, so we're going to jump straight into the track here. I'm sorry, folks. I'm all over the place pushing buttons and stopping fires and all that good shit. So the next track, track number 5, is called Heirlooms and Accessories.
Hand off like it was potent, or like it was emotions, or like it was reloaded, or like it was the start of what you were starting to go with. And as soon as you started it, every part of you noticed. Coops out in front of the jacks, tall numbers, or cooped in or whatever's left that they brought from us. Shop don't close cause the neighbors change. Same way cops know the role when the dates say the first to the third. A G-pack can make it all seem better until it's paddy wagon car seat weather. That's year round. The thought of who here now interrupting a sale or pulling up on a city bike and wanting some crails, it's all basic. Venmo begging, call it patience. Know if you get caught up with them, the call changes. Do say by the cases, do say what's the wages. And please do believe they do say what your name is for real. Call it heirlooms and accessories. And peep how they all hang so pleasantly. Now go past that to who you love. And tell them to treat that like weaponry. Real, call it heirlooms and accessories. And peep how they all hang so pleasantly. Now go pass that to whom you love and tell them to treat that like weaponry. Two states over to stay up under. Numbers ain't
that. All right. Heirlooms and accessories.
You know, it's like when he raps, especially on this track, it's like I see a music video when he raps. It's like he's really narrating something that he sees. And like I said, it's so clean that it's you can really identify what he, you can see what he sees. I love that one artist. I've said that a number of times, but he's doing that, you know.
You know, something on the same take, can't remember which album it was. I think it was A Dream Deferred. I sort of had a similar take, but mine was more like when I listen to him rap, it's almost like a Quentin Tarantino movie. Where, you know how he jumps from what happened, like he'll start the movie almost at the end, but then he'll bring you back to how it got there, and then he jumps, right. You know. And he kind of does that with his lyrics, because he'll be on a topic, but then off of something he said, he kind of have to jump to explain this,
right.
But then bring you back to that to tell you why that happened.
Right.
And yeah, so I'm definitely,
yeah. It's cool.
Definitely with you on that one. All right. Jumping into track 6, this is going to be Forever in a Day.
Caught in a weave of trying to dip around what they breathe before you leave, or climbing in and out of a scene they call elite, or lining up whoever's between the world and me, or me and the world, whichever first when pronouncing it. Taught us get enough for us all if you come out with it. The background eat till it's gone if you all around with it. Try and get a piece off the corner like caught an ounce in it. Caught up in the bounce of it. With loyalty is all that it ought to be, like if I was to call and see if you down for it. Word to address a draw, burying what was found in it. Truly for hell yours evermore. You doubted it. Have them all like more than you was ever surrounded with. To get involved makes you a part of the sound of it, right? No regret at the door and no announcing it. Fucking with whatever you about with it. Forever in a day, 100 on the line, and never will it stray. 100 on the line, and never will it stray. 100 all the time, wherever we should aim. Forever in a day.
That actually just kind of mixed right in.
Yeah, so that's another one of them hooks we was talking about.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't paid nobody to come in and do a hook for him. He just gave you a little basic little hook that actually worked with the song.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, there's some extra he had in his pad and shit. You know, just read that off. You know, another thing, too, it sounds like, you know, one, he has a very soft voice. You know what I'm saying? It's a very calm voice, you know. And all his beats kind of complement that, mm-hmm. you know. And it seems like there's also taking the beat selection is a take from maybe 93 to 96 era. So it's like he's almost, it's all, maybe, I don't know, maybe he's talking from that 80 point, 82. Is he still kind of taking from that time, you know, and how he's selecting his tone? You know?
Yeah, you know, one thing that I often find myself doing when I listen to indie artists and stuff like that, I try to take I try to take their lyrics and imagine if they had the opportunity to get with a Dream Team production like Nas's first album. Would that make them a bigger artist? But I can't really say that with him because his production is dynamite.
Right.
It's almost like, I mean, you can't tell me that listening to the music that this couldn't have been a tip track, a primo track, or you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, his beat selection.
These are some real some beats. Smaller producers that are doing some amazing things. And unfortunately, it's just, you know, it's the era of what's hot right now that keeps him, you know, as an indie artist, you know. So I guess that's what shows like The Under for, to
express appreciation.
Exactly, bring these artists to light. Okay, so next track is, where we at? We're track number 7. This is Remembering the Rest. I think it's a bit of an interlude. Oh yeah, I think it's just interlude.
I'll call some back in a minute. So what you want to tell me, love?
The way his lips parted to sound my name felt like song and dance. He was a musical without the accolades I hung on every note. We performed together nightly, starting with interludes on my jawline. He left pitches in the pit of my throat. Never did he choke on the words, I love you. He said it with his fingertips on my piano keys of a back. He had a stroke, not out of tune. He knew the lyrics to the song before they were written. Our set was in production. We could see our nomination for the greatest love story ever performed. Strum these pains with your fingers. Let it hurt a little. I want to be in sync in all that you are and all that I am. I don't want amnesty. Jailbird me. Bar me inside your ribcage so I can rest and lie where all your secrets and desires do. To study you. Lively. Nothing can make you feel more awake and dreaming than when our skin fills one another with each other's essence we breathe. You are a hallucinogen and I have on a gas mask. Inhale you until I could taste you like I haven't eaten all day. You satisfy a physiological need. I thought I was complete. I didn't realize how half I was until I found you. See, you make me write love poems for days, sex poems at night, hate poems in the morning, laughter in the afternoon. And it isn't that we love, it is how we love. Little time to the human clock, but we make seconds tick like hours. Condemn me to a lifetime of our musical, so we can sing and dance when your lips part and sound my name. I can't remember the rest.
Damn, you wrote all that for me?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, let's fly. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Now take off your clothes.
So yeah, I let that run out. That was an awesome freaking.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a was an awesome
interlude
skit. Yeah, whatever
they want to call.
Shit,
lost art. Right?
Oh, I can just get move someone to write some shit like that about me. Good God.
Oh bullshit. God damn.
Shit, lock me in your rib cage where you keep your deepest secret. Really? That's what you want me? All right, so let's get into the next track, which is The Purpose.
She was looking for what they speak about, becoming such a believer now. The more that she be around, the more that she see a reason to see it out. Thinking like, how could I be without? Without question, without guessing, to figure out the connection and being in it and leaving her dealings out by the exit and knowing the baddest bitches is eating off her reflection. Crown holder, remember to lean it when you accept it. Let it be the company that attracts the same when you be in need of company till you believe in company. She said it way more than you think, so keep it company can seem overrated if you don't own your patience. Said it go for the taking, far as taking it goes, and you be forever mistaken if you're staking it grows. Type of shit to keep you nervous, like how this just the surface and how no one deserved it. Shit to give you purpose, and the purpose of it is for
far as she know. It's fine that what they told her, she can have wherever she go. But knowing where they told her, it was that it wouldn't be though. Way about the way from where she able to see though.
That was The Purpose. Anything? Anybody? Feel free.
I thought it was amazing. I won't say it was the best of the tracks that I've heard, but it was good. It makes you appreciate his lyrical content.
Right.
For me.
I'm right. Kind of feeling like, yeah, if that's the worst this album has to offer, then I'm in a good place.
Yeah, I can definitely listen to this album.
Right, if you
nonstop, all the way through.
If you listen to most of his albums, like, this kind of reminds me of, what's that, Music for My Friends, where he's kind of like telling a story, you know what I'm saying? Right.
I think that's what you played for me, B.
Yeah.
In the denim that time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically he's telling a story, you know what I'm saying? And that's why you had the interlude, you know what I mean? He's going through it. So he's just telling you a story. You just got to visualize it in your head.
And I've always liked storytellers, from Scarface to Slick Rick, you know, different storytellers. That they put it down to like that Biggie, you know, they've always been able to...
And like I said, one of his biggest influences is The Wire. So I think he kind of used that to his...
A lot of his terms in the rap.
Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
No doubt. All right, jumping into track 9. This is Love is Love.
Love me like fighting through yellow tape. So you find that face ain't mine and it set you straight. But you find that face was in line with your other name. So you repass front of the line to get a plate. Or love me like a purchase on 47th and 6th. And a Russian jeweler knock off 100 off what you pick. In the middle of February, your sleeves up off your wrist. And you add another 100 when discussing what you spent. And the discussion hit a switch. And it turned to where you tuck in your wrist. Or you get the untuck in your suspense. And all the suspense of it leads to adrenaline running. And it's orchestrated all from the other side of the fence. And they love me like that side of the fence, love bottom lines. While they kids call they friends kids and they holler slime. And they don't get the gist, but they get what it could provide. And they still don't know how to pronounce collards, but it's fine. Love me for not assuming that you see me and assume. I'm pursuing how you see me, trying to lead you out your gloom. Or maybe you assume that you see me in the scenery you knew. And I ain't never did a scene, but it's cool, right? Love me for overlooking what I ain't have to. Chose you when you didn't choose you. When you had to pretend it never happened, if mine should ever ask you, it wouldn't take much to revert to what your past knew.
Love
is like
love. Love is love.
He's definitely spitting. I'm noticing like there aren't a lot of hooks. He's more focusing you to listen to what he has to say. There are some hooks thrown in here and there, but it seems like very long verses. He has a lot to say, apparently.
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to keep it moving. Track 10, Black Sambo.
How they said a little Black Sambo can never fit a crown. Mama said now that you got it, don't ever put it down. Mama, I swear, I'll never put it down. They gon' have to kill me first before it ever hit the ground. And if it ever hit the ground, bet that I'm next to it or for catching me around. The only way I could ever be beheaded from the crown they wanted me to ignore, cause they said that amounts to a door where it laws as heavenly as it sounds. But the floor that you want could levitate off the ground. And you off to the call to speculating on how you could want what you want but never get to surmount what you saw. To tell them what you saw is telling them you was willing to pedal to the front. And being in front of put you ahead of who belongs to you, leaking up under who you can never prove wrong. You'll never prove them wrong, right? But how they said a little Black Sambo could never fit a crown. And mama said now that you got it, don't ever put it down. Mama, I swear, I'll never put it down. They gon' have to kill me first before it ever hit the ground. They said I'm Black Sambo, bright big hoodie by the lamppost. Umbrella up that I can't close. You try to corner me, but I can't fold. Black Sambo, Sambo, bright big hoodie by the lamppost. Hands in the air, but my hands closed. My instinct.
Black Sambo.
Well, is he talking about social injustice here? Is that what he's referencing in this track? Or
I think he's speaking more about, I mean, I don't know if it's directly social injustice, but I guess the as a broader picture, maybe. Right. But just, you know, overcoming obstacles and saying that, you know, so, you know, little black kid can't, you know, ascend to the top of the mountain of, I guess, whatever, whether it's rap, whether it's whatever, you know, your industry is, you know, so.
Right. I don't know, yeah, because it almost seems like, yeah, you have to fight so many odds. The odds are always against you, and, you know, in particular, the racial thing, the racial divide in America. I didn't know whether that was, I mean, Lil Black Sambo is definitely a harsh statement. You know, it's a, instantly goes to the race issue, you know, so.
Okay. All right, we're going to jump to the next track, track 11. So this is stacked album, y'all. Track 11, this is Parks and Recreation.
Enough room on the bench to set us all, and based on the view where you sit, you pick a door. I'm waiting there, cue up your end like in a song. It plays out the roof of that Benz like this is yours, right?
It's yours.
Forever and then a day, leaning on it while you picture your destiny with a straight. Giving time, spending time with destiny in the way. Finish time, finish lines is everything they proclaimed. I proclaimed that we was in line for it. Visionary riches, baby, we got the eyes for it. Caught up in the trace, should you leave your design on it? You look at your name like you should be down to die for it. But live a little, spill a little and represent. Deal with a bottle the way you deal with the decadence. Or deal with a hollow the way you deal with your negligence. Like you get in the know, or deal with the reload. The feeling been the same since you feeling in that role. But still, what a day.
Recreation.
I loved it. It's yours. Reference was in there. Mm-hmm. Little snippet of it, but I thought they was going to use it. I thought that was going to be the base of it, or at least the chorus all the way through.
Yeah, solemn tone was cool. So like definitely like J Dub was saying earlier. I think, you know, he's painting a picture of, you know, some down period, perhaps. So, yeah, so I guess we got to keep seeing where he goes from here.
All right, moving on. Track 12, Collateral.
Simple Corey and Dennis, top threes and chap G's all through the winters. Box Jeeps and Cardi B's all for the scrimmage. Mahogany behind the seats, caught in the lyrics. Do you know where you going to? Draw up what they know of you. Picture that with enough space for whoever should go with you. Told me what we here for, same way it was told of you. My Saint last heavy enough to pray over both of you. Meaning, y'all and me is A of likes for the being of time. Time being a way to find you a leading. Gil Scott Heron, Jill Scott Heroin. Hands folded for apple bags, or you Elohim it? Be as it may, should have seemed to be straight. And banking on collaterals, would it be out the gate? The beauty of it all, but you still see the decay. And counts even prettier, baby, so either way, either way.
Right, that one there was Collateral. We're going to jump straight into track 13, where it was called The Stick Up Tape from Menace.
Bring the
you the motherfucker. Here's your tape right now. Hey, nigga, hey, clean up the cash first. Come on. Shut up.
The star of the story we love so well, well enough to repeat. Imitation's flattery and everything it precedes. Imitation happens to be everything we believe, and everything we see leave. Believing doesn't come with us, so never would we leave. So if there's ever a moment you do see leave, then it was live or die. It fits you like a reply. And then all of the attention is with you until you blind. And then all that you was given was written for you to find. As true as the religion, concealing your 45, four fives and gauges. Max in fact, it switch places, act for act. It switch stages or switch pages. It gets makeshift and gets taken. It gets layman's, it gets sacred. It's a complicated turn of events with lights over it. And based on any further intent, you might notice it. Like intent on being noticed for what you've been on and what you stood on. Being the motto that you live on. Cause what you stood on came from the crate you would sit on. And you would look on to see how you were supposed to get on, and when you get on, you put on where the attention at, and know that looking on is to listen back, and getting back everything you did it for.
You know, I think he as an artist is a homework assignment in and of itself. Like, you almost just need to just be in a room by yourself, maybe even with the lights off, and just concentrate on what's, because, I mean, there's so much coming at you. So many metaphors, so many, you know, the way, like J-Dub said, how he just, you know, takes terminologies and stuff from The Wire and other movies. And, I mean, like that one there was clearly, you know,
right,
the takeoff of Menace to Society.
Right. He'll take a word. And he'll say it like three different times in three different ways, just right, to be slick with it.
And you'll understand all three.
Exactly. But I tell you what, man, his beat selection, and for the type of music that he wants to bring to you, the music and the production is great, just for what he wants to give to you. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Let's jump into track 14. This one is Hoodie SCN. I don't know if that's a word. I ain't hip with the hip talk.
Baby, I bet you that it'll protect you the way it protects me. It won't let you ever forget me. It won't let you ever regret me. No, it won't.
All black draping, drawstrings hanging. Bet that it can cover me from all of that awaiting. Bet you that it covers me and wants to keep me sacred. Everything it does for me is all in correlation. All black draping, drawstrings hanging. Bet that it can cover me from all of that awaiting. Bet you that it covers me and wants to keep me sacred. Everything it does for me is all in correlation of me draping that up over me and keeping what it came with. Know they hand in hand and ain't no way to separate it. Ain't no room for separation, only room to fit inside it. Room enough to be who they assume you coincide with. Like pulling on the drawstrings and running up beside her. Where it's at, like where it at, and leaving out with that beside us. Or pulling on the drawstrings and run from who behind us. Till we happen to be back to where we had to need reminding. Remind us of the shit you was taught and still agree with. And how you can't forget what you thought but never seen. And if you did see what you thought, you couldn't leave it. It turned everything that you saw into a sequence. Similar but different and all, like it's a remix. But bet you that this hoodie is with me through any season. Better hold me over if somebody rolling over, saying that I look familiar, but they need to see me closer. Bet you that it got me if they got me in they line. Put an infrared light show that's following behind. Bet you it got me covered if we talking about coverage and debating on the light that should be thrown up at the subject. If the light that was behind me carried out on what it wanted, it turned bright enough to blind out any discussion on how it should all be blamed on the draping that we covered. Keep it all sacred, my cape be out in public, cause it can never harm me. It just takes away what does and it replaces it with all that they would say I never was.
Okay, so as J-Dub informed me, that was Hoodie Season.
No. Right, and you know, in New York,
guard your grill.
Yeah, I mean,
protect your neck.
Hoodie season, man. It is, it is a lot of people. I think hoodies is just a lot of people look at it as like a, you know, you had the threat Trayvon Martin shit, and people look at it as a threat. But a lot to a lot of people, that's what they wore. You know what I mean? When you come a cold area, you wear a hoodie.
It's just cold.
But yeah, I always had a jacket with a hood on it or a hoodie. You know what I mean?
And it's just simple.
Or a skull cap.
Right.
But I like how he breaks it down to all what it could mean to an individual in terms of, you know, a protection from the environment, a moment of just sort of blocking you off from what's going on around you.
Right.
A means to conceal your identity, not necessarily to do something negative, but just for the fact of not wanting to be seen right now. And
right.
So, again, that's just one of those, again, you know, you listening to him and how he digs in and dives into topics and peels back the layers of all it can be and not just what it seems to be on the surface. So we're going to get into this last track. I know y'all probably was thinking this was a double album, but nah, this is just this is just back to where it used to be. I mean, I God bless Pusha and Kanye, but they just dropped two EPs. And everybody keeps saying right.
Seven tracks.
If you combine them both, it's a 14 track album.
I thought you always had 14 tracks at
least. That's what it used to be.
Well, yeah. I don't know, because Illmatic was what, 10?
Yeah.
One but, I mean, nine. That was probably that era that really started. I mean, from B's and I's era.
Yeah.
And if you're making a classic album, you can...
From R&B to rap to whatever, it was always 10 tracks or 14. You get 5 or 7. Side 1 and B.
Right.
It was two sides.
True. Or A and B.
Flip the tape.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get the last track. Track 15, this is Honor Amongst the Thieves.
Thieves and celebrating making it out here in one piece, or better yet, taking it out on who couldn't leave, and everything relating to how you want it to be. Do you believe in knowing whatever you might have seen was all just a part of what we was titled to be? It was all in the song when we was finding the key, but singing along wouldn't show what entitlement means. Do you believe in you being told how to be you? Where everything you are is supposedly not in cue, from mimicking to you being told how to improve. Benefit depends on you following suit. Do you believe that you could be taught how to be who you already was before you was bogged down? Like this is what best represents y'all. Never mind the fact that I'm yet to step in your yard or ever been that involved. Do you believe in loading a 4-4 and blowing the car door for all that you want for? The learning to call the law can never be cornered off unless you was one of them. Would you just call it off? Or do you believe that you could be giving it off a privilege, and you could pass that to whoever you coming in with, and not a lock arms like deciding that you get it, but the timing.
Just kind of feeling that one right there.
Yeah, and you know what? I never really noticed that guitar riff that's going in the joint. Yo, I never noticed I listened to this album a couple times and never really heard that guitar riff in that joint.
No doubt, no doubt. Okay, so that was One Good Minute with the brother Sky Zoo in celebration of us. Let us know what you think. Let us know, does this One Good Minute move you to want to hear more? Maybe do like I did, and like from the point where I found out about him 4 years ago. What was A Dream Deferred was what?
Dream Deferred was like, I think, was it 09? It might have been a little bit after that, maybe 2012-ish. Because Music for My Friends was 2015.
Let's see. Let's see. Dream Deferred 2012.
2012, okay.
Yeah. So from that I went from that point backwards, and then it was cool because it seemed like every time I got two more albums behind, he dropped, and then he drops every year. Right. So
every year.
Yeah, so it was like by the time I got through two albums, another one was there. So then I got the new one, then went back two more albums, then a new one, and it was. So he's kept me busy. I mean, like Sleek said, he's been in my rotation for, you know. So definitely appreciate that. So we are going to take a quick break before we wrap the show up. It's the Un. It's your man, Big B. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Don. It's Man Big B. Got Mr. Blanco in here.
Yes, sir.
Got J Dub.
Yes.
Got Sleek.
Yo.
Long Fingers is somewhere being accosted by a group of angry boys.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
So, it's time to get up out of here. And, leave you with a thought. You know, I always gotta leave y'all with a thought. One last final homework assignment. By the way, you know what? Shame on me. I've been giving you guys all this homework to do and not telling you where to send it in. You can send your emails to indeepshow@yahoo.com, or if you want to call in and leave a voice message, you can do so at 202-750-1437. Again, that's 202-750-1IDS. And you can leave your message there. If you leave it there, you got to kind of keep it to 3 minutes or it will cut you off. You can also, if you have a message longer than 3 minutes, you can record it on your voice recorder on your phone and email it to us. Either way, we will get you played, get you heard, get you shout out. Again, all of your participation and feedback is very much anticipated and welcomed. So, this last homework assignment is going to be for the crew as well as the listeners. And it's pretty simple. What is a song lyric that for years and years and years and years and years and years, you just completely fucked up? Like, you just had it so wrong. That's not what the damn rapper said. And a rapper or a singer or whoever, that's not what they said at all. But you just walked around singing some wrong shit. And maybe it was that one person that kind of side-eyed you and said, "What'd you say? You know that ain't what they said, right?"
It's always a woman that does it.
You know, they always got to point out your flaws anyway.
But, or know the whole song.
But that's the topic for word Dating word. Sucks, also brought to you by the IDS Network. Like, I can't remember what I used to say, but a lyric that I butchered for a long time was, when Tip said, "And can drop it on an angle acute at that. So do that, do that, do that." I don't know what I used to say. I know I didn't say that shit, but it's just one of those situations or scenarios where, you know, you just completely had just a wrong lyric. So hit us up and share that with us. Again, emails are welcome, but for a topic like this, to hear it in your own voice would just be absolutely amazing, because I would just love to hear the way some of y'all butchered some of these words and lyrics out here.
This reminds me of that Chappelle Show episode when they was like, can you say this line in Good Times? And it was in a child line, and ain't nobody know what.
Exactly.
What in a child line? Right. It's really not that.
What is it?
Thelma said it's, I'll tell you in a second. As soon as I look it up, because I don't have my phone.
So would they interview Thelma?
Interviewed Thelma. She was on Magic last year, and they said hanging in the child line. It was the comedian, because I saw it when the white guy was on BET back in the day, hanging in the child line. She said, no, it wasn't that. It was, I'll come up with it, but it might not be for this show, but for the next show.
That's funny as shit.
No doubt. So there you have it. We need you to weigh in on the song challenge. Let us know. Has 1 minute with Sky Zoo moved you to find out more about that cat? And what song lyric did you just fuck up for years and years? And you know when you fuck up a lyric, because you get all into it, you got your head moving, and you're doing a little finger pointing and all that extra shit. He was just wrong as fuck. We've all been there. So fellas, that last one's on you as well. Next week, let us know. What lyric did you just completely screw? I got a laundry list of them, so I just knew I was hearing shit that I wasn't hearing. But, yeah, that's the ticket. So... Oh, great.
Hanging and jiving.
Wow.
Not hanging in the child line. Hanging and jiving.
Wow. Learn
something. She was like, even back then, she said, I know we've overcome, but what was hanging in the child line? I've never heard of that. So that's what they was all agreeing on.
Somebody need to holler at Dave Chappelle about that.
Oh, yeah. Like hanging and jiving. I guess that's what good times are, you know?
Hanging in and jiving.
Like hanging and jiving.
Hanging and you broke. Driving.
So I guess that's what you got to do.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm. See? You learn something new every day,
every
people.
Every day.
Right. You learn something new every day. So, anyway, we got to get out of here. And it's been another fun show. And don't forget your homework, people. All of the information will be in the show notes of where to send your homework to. Thank you for riding out with us. Look, we're about an hour, 32 minutes. We're not too bad. We only get to see y'all but once a month or so. So, got some good music for you. Got some good convo. Today, we actually had intended an artist to be with us, but because of scheduling, we had to kind of move that around. But hopefully, we'll have that artist with you next week, and we can kind of sit down and rap and go over some of their music back in our old format, for those that remember when we the way we used to get down. So we look forward to that. Again, I am your man, Big B. For Sleep, Blanco, Long Fingers, and J-Dub, we are the Un.
Peace.
Thank you.